And now, straight ahead with David S. Arrowwood.
Why don't you want to rain dance with me? That's Canada's Guess Who with a number 8 song and a big 30 at WIFC.
More music, WIFC.
SN02, WIFC, most music time on a Monday night with David Shane Arrowwood. Easy rider in the night, Tom, honey, cooking with my friends. Put your chains on me, baby. I'm an easy rider. Those are my friends at WIFC on a Monday night with David Shane and Elwood in weather. Look for partly cloudy skies tonight and tomorrow with a low tonight of 40. The high tomorrow should be 58. And chances of any rain, 20% tonight, 50% for tomorrow, and 50% tomorrow night. It's currently 48 All-American degrees at WIFC.
WIFC.
Goes up and the car goes by. Somebody gotta stop and help this guy, man. That's Vanity Fair out of 1970. A little solid gold. Hitching a ride.
WIFC.
It's 10:07 WIFC Most Music Time with David Shane. All but request lines are open at 842 WIFC. I ain't got time anymore, man. This is the glass bottle. Oh, I haven't got the time anymore, because she ain't mine anymore. That's a glass bottle at WIFC.
Get in on the fun and fireworks this fall as WIFC celebrates 2 years of the three M's. Much more music. You could be the winner of an FM transistor radio by simply sending a postcard with your name and address to WIFC 2nd Anniversary, Post Office Box 1088, Wausau, Wisconsin, zipper 54401. It's two radios a day, 7 days a week, for one big month, as you help the All-Americans celebrate 2 years of much more music.
And one of the people helped WIFC celebrate our second anniversary is Wausau Furniture. And if you're looking for that fine piece of furniture you've always wanted, well, stop in at Wausau Furniture at 1820 West Stewart Avenue in Wausau. And today's lucky winners of FM transistor radios are Charles Phelps of Merrill, Wisconsin, and Miss Jill Boxrucker of Medford. I'd like to say congratulations to those two people on being a winner of an FM transistor radio from the All-Americans here at the Big 95. And if you would like to try to win one, send a postcard to WIFC 2nd Anniversary, Post Office Box 1088, Wausau, Wisconsin, zip code 54401.
I'm Clyde Clifford of KAY in Little Rock with Baker Street, congratulating WIFC Radio on 2 years of great broadcasting.
Hey, gotta keep it in a family, man.
Don't you want to keep it in the family?
That's a road home.
Keep it in the family.
With an extra at
WIFC.
Long ago.
President Nixon has signed an executive order taking the first step toward invocation of the Taft-Hartley Act to end the three-month-old West Coast dock workers' strike. Still uncertain is whether Mr. Nixon will also move to return East and Gulf Coast longshoremen to work. The effects of the strikes are being increasingly felt both at home and abroad. In just 1 hour from now, there will be an embargo on all railroad freight shipments to East Coast, Gulf, and West Coast ports. The nation's railroads embargoed West Coast ports last Friday. East and Gulf ports will be embargoed tonight to avoid a jam of unloaded freight cars in port cities. And an official of the British Export Merchants Association says the American dock workers' strike has already caused the loss of many millions of dollars to British exporters. A 90-minute meeting between Secretary of State Rogers and Israeli Foreign Minister Abba Eban has produced no reported progress towards the American goal of an interim settlement of the Mideast dissension. U.S. spokesmen say Rogers briefed Eban on his talks last week in Washington with Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko and Egyptian Foreign Minister Mahmoud Riyad. Eban told newsmen at the U.N. afterward that Israel has made all the concessions so far and that the next step is up to Egypt. News of a White House economic victory in a moment.
If you have a family and a car and a house and a business and a plane, and a boat. And one insurance company that protects them all. You probably have INA and an INA agent. If you don't have an INA agent, you'll find one in the yellow pages. Call him.
The House has voted in favor of President Nixon's order to delay a $2.6 billion a year federal employees' pay raise for 6 months. The vote is a major victory for the president, but the measure may still face a challenge in the Senate. Under the law, a negative vote from either legislative body would block the order, which Mr. Nixon has said is vital to his economic program. A White House spokesman says the president will devote much of this week to studying phase two of his economic program, the wage and price policies to follow the 90-day freeze. Inside Cambodia, heavy fighting is reported in the South Vietnamese defensive fire base Alpha. The story from Jim Lurie in Saigon.
Communists are continuing a two-week-old drive along the Cambodian border. A South Vietnamese relief column in eastern Cambodia sent in to rescue embattled Saigon units has now run into the sharpest fighting of the campaign. Using heavy artillery, helicopter gunships, and American airstrikes, the Saigon command claims 134 North Vietnamese killed in a three-hour series of battles. The clashes occurred in two locations, less than a mile from the town of Krek, Cambodia. Saigon put its casualties at 10 killed and more than 50 wounded. It's believed North Vietnam's aim in this part of Cambodia is to push the South Vietnamese out and weaken the security of South Vietnamese territory west of Saigon. Indeed, authorities are worried about the area where enemy attacks have increased to their highest level in a year and a half. Jim Lurie, NBC News, Saigon.
The Senate today voted to impose a $350 million ceiling on the amount of money the U.S. can spend annually on the war in Laos. That's the amount being spent this year. The amendment still faces a hurdle in a joint Senate-House conference committee. A South Vietnamese labor organization has staged a half-day general strike, tying up transportation in Saigon, protesting the attempted assassination of its leader 2 weeks ago. More news after this.
Among America's endangered species, according to Newsweek magazine, you can list the Symphony Orchestra. In its cover story this week, Newsweek tells how one of them, the New York Philharmonic, has chosen to shake things up with a new conductor, the radical composer Pierre Boulez. Facing Boulez, says Newsweek, are the toughest musicians in the country, and at his back, the most conservative concertgoers. How will they react to the man who once suggested that opera houses be blown up and the Mona Lisa destroyed? Read Newsweek, the world's most quoted newsweekly.
A powerful bomb blast in Belfast, Northern Ireland, has demolished a British army post, killing one soldier and wounding nine others. Six passers-by were also hurt. A new wave of violence followed the explosion, including the hijacking of buses, sniper attacks, and at least one other bombing. A four-month-old San Francisco-area cemetery workers' strike has left 1,500 bodies awaiting burial. Governor Ronald Reagan today promised administrative action to help the plight of grieving relatives. The hour's top story, President Nixon has formally started the machinery of the Taft-Hartley Law to end the lengthy West Coast longshoremen strike. Bob Kane, NBC News.
Now, just ahead of much more music, look for partly cloudy skies tonight and tomorrow with a low tonight of 40 and the high tomorrow should be 58. Chances of any rain, 20% tonight, 50% tomorrow, and 50% for tomorrow night. It's currently 48 degrees at 10:20.
WIFC
1023 at WIFC with David Chain and Oman on a Monday night. Go to Jumpin' Shop, baby. Go to let it all hang out. Woo! Come together, people. Go to shake your body up and down, brother. Tear it up all.
Yes.
Everybody gonna be there at the charity ball, man. That's Danny letting it wail at WIFC on a Monday night with David Chain and Oman. Coming down heavy, brother.
He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not.
Hey, what you doing?
Finding out if he loves me. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me.
He loves me. You love me. I could have told you that.
WIFC's All Americans with a lot to say in the 70s.
Do what I think it was now. WIFC 95.5.
It's 1026 at WIFC Radio with David Shannon on a Monday night. Two divided by love, baby, just don't make it. Grassroots.
Two divided by love.
Two divided by love. Just don't cook right, baby. Those are the grassroots at WIFC. On a Monday night with David Shannon on it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now 1029.
WIFC, Wausau.
And the beat goes on.